Welcome to another coffee break. I am your host, Sam Iskabel. Thank you for tuning in. And here we go. We are in Podspace 3108, and we got a good one today. Have you ever thought of the idea of a burnout? Or have you heard that term? Maybe have you used the term? Like, I'm done, man. I'm wore out. I don't know how this happened. I used to have so much energy doing this project or executing this creative endeavor that you had in your mind, and then all of a sudden, it's gone. You have ran your course. You have been at it. You have spent money and time, and you've pulled all the energy out of the support and those people that believed in you for long enough, and then you just wake up one day and your energy level to keep producing, to keep doing, has gone from here to real low. And that's hard to come to terms with, but that's what we're going to talk about today here at Coffee Break. I hope that you've enjoyed some of our previous Coffee Break episodes. I try to make them short, between 7 to 15 minutes. I got a lot to cover today. This might be long, but I will clip the parts that I think stick out a little bit more. And as you can see, let me give you this aerial view. Accent lights going in here, all for your viewing and listening pleasure. And so thank you all so much for tuning in to this break, coffee break. How do you feel about iced coffee or hot coffee? What do you prefer? For me, it's like, what's my mood like? Sometimes, to me, iced coffee is a lot lighter than a hot coffee because of the ice, and it kind of gets watered down. And so I can enjoy a few more of these, maybe one, two max, than a regular cup of coffee. But either way, I hope that you're on a break or that you are enjoying a cup of coffee or a cup of tea as we talk about this topic. And here we go. Burnout is a state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion caused by a prolonged stress or overwork. It can result in feeling of detachment, cynicism, and a reduced sense of accomplishment. Burnout often occurs when demands placed on you, on us, exceed our capacity to cope with the demands. And so I'm going to just talk about a few things that happen that is important for us to know. And if you can be aware of these things so you can identify, man, burnout is about to happen. Now, I will just say this very briefly, but one big cause of burnout that I don't touch on because it has to do more with you is the lack of response or likes or views as you put it out into the world on social platforms, but that's not the point, because that's a new thing. But it's still like, whether that existed or not, you still have to show up and do that, what it is that you want to put out into the world. And so that's why I'm not going to touch on that more, but that in itself can add to you asking yourself some questions and possibly burning yourself out just with the stress of having to answer or come to terms with some of those realities. But here we go. Here's the first one. Overloaded. The workflow is just too much. Have you been there? Do you know what I'm talking about when you hear that? And so we take on too many tasks or responsibilities without adequate support or resources. And this can lead to a burnout. And so, let me see. Constantly feeling overwhelmed by the volume of work can exhaust us both mentally and physically. And that's when, you can be exhausted on one of those ends, like just mentally, but you have enough strength to keep going. Or you're totally, out of like strength, and you have... you're still mentally strong. You can kind of keep pushing forward. The quality might decline, and that might be the path. It's already pointing towards the direction of burnout. But man, when both of those are on a decline and hit rock bottom, you better believe that burnout is near, and it's good to pay attention to those things. How tired are you in your project? How tired are you in your creative endeavor? Ask yourself that, because we usually do these creative projects after a long day of work, after our normal stresses. And so we're already coming into it with less fuel, with less energy. And so our capacity is less, but we're so excited and we believe in it so much that we act like we're at 100%. And so we overload ourselves, but we don't pay attention to that, because the dream, right? The expression of our creativity is so important, and it feels so good, especially when people are liking it and you get getting a good response. And so sometimes that will lead us to say, do more, because I like this feeling, because I like this, the fact that my art show went well, because my videography skills are getting better. Let me keep going, because that's the math. I do good, I get better. I get better, I do good. But that can lead us to feel overloaded. And when you're overloaded, it can cause you to burn out. There's instances when I'm like at Home Depot or Lowe's, and I see a small truck. It's not even like a heavy-duty work truck, and they come to pick up materials that are meant for a big truck, and they put it on the back of the truck, and it's overloaded, and you're just like, that truck's going to break down, because it's not made for that. And so in the same way, sometimes we overload ourselves, and we're not made for everything that we put on us. And so pay attention to that. You know, that's just a tip for you, for me in these days. Yeah, I feel a little bit burned out sometimes as I'm doing and being creative and doing all. There's so much behind the scenes that goes into creating a podcast. Not if you're a hobbyist. If you're a hobbyist, you can do anything at any level, and it's not going to affect you. But whenever you have goals or you're aiming towards something, it's very easy to just put more workload on you, because you get the sense that it gets you closer to reaching your goal. Okay, here we go. Number two is lack of control. Feeling a lack of control over your work can contribute to burnout. When individuals feel that they have no say in decisions that affect their work, job, creativity, environment, it can lead to the feeling of frustration, helplessness, and ultimately burnout. Now, I when you hear that, it's like, okay, Sam's talking about work. I am, but I'm not, because frustration, helplessness, and ultimately it leads to burnout. Like, frustration happens whenever I mess up on the sound, when you mess up on a painting, when you mess up, and maybe you're doing leather work. You know, there's a learning curve, and in that learning curve, there's wasted time, there's wasted money and resources, and we feel like stuff is out of control, because maybe we spent 90% almost getting there, but that last 10% just kind of got out of our hands, and we didn't have control in what happened. And when we did realize that maybe something didn't go good, it was too late. And that can lead, if you have that cycle, if you're not adjusting and learning as you go, that's going to end in frustration and helplessness. And so I don't know about you, but there's instances where I've worked on a project or put so much energy into something, and then I'm there and I'm doing it and something goes wrong, and I just feel this huge load of like disappointment. But the truth was, somebody was late, somebody didn't make it to an interview, the equipment wasn't plugged in right. It was, yeah, I had control to a certain extent, but I didn't have complete control. I don't know how to explain that. Like, sometimes we get into habits and we take our steps, and then sometimes we just miss stuff. Let alone the stuff that we cannot control. And we cannot be that hard on ourselves. We allow room in there for you to make mistakes. And so the lack of control can lead to burnout. It feels like you're going like on a treadmill, but you're not really going anywhere. And if that's the case, right? If you're feeling helpless and frustration, like, change your path, man. Figure out, okay, maybe what I'm doing here isn't going to work. Let me try this. Figure out something else where you do have control, and then zoom in right there and allow that to kind of fill that cup for you. And in the areas where that are kind of out of your control, you're not putting everything into those tasks or whatever, because it can cause you to burn out. And these projects, these things that we do are so important to us. And we do them because we believe that they're going to be helpful and encouraging to people that are watching. But we let the things that are out of our control stop us from continuing and growing and making our dream come true. And so I would say identify the things that are out of your control, such as how many views, the internet, I don't have this camera, I don't have that equipment, I wish I had the best this. That's out of your control at this moment for whatever reason. Look down and say, this is all I have right here. Like, I want to be a writer. I want to write a book, and I wish I had a laptop. Maybe you don't, but do you have a pen and paper? You cannot control the other one at the moment for whatever reasons, but you can control using this, and this is available. And so sometimes we just need to see what we do have control of and focus in there and allow that to build your confidence, allow that to keep helping you move forward. And to avoid burnout, that's what we're talking about. What is burnout? How to avoid burnout? Are you near burnout? Am I near burnout? That's what I'm asking myself now. Like, I have tough days and I have to ask myself certain questions like, why am I doing this? Why am I spending money and time and effort in this or that, whether it be in business or whether it be in podcasting? I ask myself that. There's always a risk that we run into burnout. And I hope that this helps you avoid burnout. Here we go. Number three. Poor work-life balance, or poor work-life creative balance, whatever. Difficulty balancing work commitments with personal life can lead to burnout. It says work commitment, but we can also put, you know, creative commitment, podcasting commitment, painting commitment, leathersmithing commitment, you name it, man, whatever it is. Spending excess hours at your job will make you neglect your projects or whatever, and building that stress and failing to take time to relax and to do something for yourself can help you, but we don't have a good balance where we're giving everything to our project, we're giving everything to our work, we're giving everything to our project, but where in there do you come in where you rest and you kind of take your mind off of all this jazz? You know what I mean? Like, there's days where I'm like, I'm not trying to write a script. I'm not trying to send an email or message for a guest to come on. I'm not trying to level up my skills as far as communicating and a variety of things. I'm like, I'm going to just be done. I'm not going to be on social. I'm going to focus on me, and I could go, you know, hang out with my daughter and play volleyball, have a cup of coffee. I always have some books ready, you know, I'm reading several books at any given moment, and so I need to open one of those and spend some time there so that I don't, you know, because that creative life balance, right, and then you throw work in there, family or other responsibilities that you have, one of those, what, however many things you're trying to balance, you're gonna give on one of them so that the others kind of feel a little less difficult. But what are you gonna give up? Like, there's certain things you can't give up. And so try to find balance so that it doesn't catch you off guard and lead you to burn out and quit. And the whole point of this is so that we don't quit, so that you don't burn out. Ask yourself this: how close are you to burnout? Like, how motivated are you? And since I'm a podcaster, I'm speaking from a podcaster's perspective, but how close are you not to doing your next episode or not feeling excited or more excited than your last one because you're improving, because you're growing, because you're getting better? Like, is that getting less and less? And that's like an alarm saying you need to change something up. Something is off balance between your creative or slash work-life balance that it's causing you to look at maybe your creative output and saying, I need to quit that. And I think things will be better. And so when we are doing creative projects, when we are doing something that kind of fills our creative cup, it's so important not to give that up. It's better to create balance in all the other areas to keep that in your life. It's important. And so those are the three things that we need to keep in mind. So I'm going to just give you a few counters to that, and hopefully they are helpful. I don't know how to see how long we got on this show. Okay. Ooh, man, we are at 15 minutes already. We're going to try to wrap this up here in the next 5 minutes. And so here we go. Avoid burnout in your creative journey. Here's a few things. Set realistic goals and expectations. Establish achievable goals for your creative project and avoid overcommitting yourself. Know where you're going and why and when, right? Set markers in there. That will definitely help you avoid burnout. Here's another one. This is just things to help you avoid burnout. Take regular breaks. Incorporate regular breaks into your creative process to prevent mental and physical exhaustion. We talked about that a while ago. How does that look? Just like when you work out and you do one rep and you take a minute break and then you come back and do another rep, same thing. If you do something creative for 30 minutes or an hour, take 30 minutes away. Listen to some music. Do something that kind of calms the blood pressure, right? The expectations that you put on yourself. And so practice mindfulness and self-care. Prioritize self-care activities that promote mental well-being. And, you know, be creative when you start looking at what you can do. Engage in mindfulness practices such as meditation, deep breathing exercises, and other things that can help you kind of control your mind so that the stress, because creative projects, whether you're getting paid for it, whether you're far ahead or you're just starting, they come with their own stresses. As much as it is lovely, right, and beautiful that you're expressing yourself and you get to share what you have inside for others, it comes with stress. There's still learning. There's still responsibility. There's still disappointments in it. And so mindfulness and self-care is so important to avoiding burnout. Seek inspiration and a variety. If you're a podcaster, don't just study podcasters. Study other mediums, speakers and writers and poems and people who sing and people who write, and connect with them because they're tapping into a type of creativity, and sometimes we just need that variety. And so, but be inspired by someone who's doing better than you. Be inspired by someone who's in the beginning stages and it's learning, and just have a conversation with them. That's important so that we can avoid burnout by setting realistic goals, taking regular breaks, practicing self-care, and seeking inspiration. You can prevent burnout and sustain your creativity or whatever project over a long period of time. And remember that creativity thrives in the balance of nurturing your environment, nurturing your mind, nurturing your physical health. All of that is so important. So, with that being said, are you close to being burned out? I hope this episode helped you. I hope it made you think something so that you don't burn out and you keep on going. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to another episode of Coffee Break. Don't forget, here we go. I'm going to do it like this. Subscribe to our channel. Thank you for supporting what we're doing here at the Feld Podcast. We recorded this episode at Podspace 3108. I'll put a link to that down below. Click on it if you are in the Fort Worth area and you're interested in starting a podcast and you need a space to record and express your creativity. We are here to help you. I am your host, Sam Esquivel, and there you go. This was another coffee break, and we talked about burnout. Better said, how to avoid burnout. Thank you all for watching.